In a much older private conversation, probably prior to 2006, you had said, "By loving the guide with all my heart, I lost pride, I lost myself in that love, and I found myself in that love." The questioner says, "I am always so fascinated by your own personal process. Can you please talk to us how, by losing yourself in that love, you also found yourself in that same love? Thank you."
I remember one of the very first classes I was assigned to go to. I said that when you find your guru and you love your guru with all your heart, like I did, then your ears are open, your heart is open to obey their direction in the way back home. But the sole purpose of the guru and the student is to take the outer guru directing the student into the ultimate guru within their own self. And that's the finality. This is the whole purpose of this game that we play as guru and disciples and all of that stuff. And I always used to say it's like two fingers, two index fingers that are pointing to one another. The more you go toward the outer guru, the more the inner guru makes you interested to go even farther to the outer guru. And when this push comes and the trust comes from the inner, the ultimate guru, then the outer guru, which is absolutely no different than your own reality, gives you all sorts of direction to descend on yourself. So the love that you give is the wisdom that you get to go to your beloved, I mean, the eternal beloved. And they're all the same thing. They're all the same existence. So it's like an oval energy from out to in. And then the less will be the need of out, and then more the need of in, where in the beginning is much more out because the in is not clear.